Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now you're very welcome back to the second hour of Down to Business. Bobby here, keeping you company all the way till 1 o'clock today. This is the show. It talks to the most interesting people in Irish business. You can WhatsApp us here, 087 1400 106, and also email us at downtobusiness@newstalk.com. Now, we've lots to come in this next hour. Shortly, I'll be talking nails, power hoses, barbecue coals, and all sorts of stuff hardware-related in our industry review. In our executive chair, I'm going to be talking to Adrian O'Sullivan, from ARAG, an insurance company, about a life in insurance, plus Employees Matters founder Zoe Sinclair will be talking about bridging the gap between life and work. So with building materials costs rising in Ireland, particularly since 2020, due to disruptions in global supply chains, and not to mention the inexplicable trade war being waged by one Donald Trump, just where does the hardware and DIY sector stand right now? Well, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by a few veterans of the industry. I'd like to welcome Paul Candon. He's the CEO of United Hardware, and he joins us here, as does Sean Moran, the group CEO at Home Project Centre, that's HPC. And Colin Baker also joins us as CEO of Deckrell's Expert Hardware. Colin, I'm going to start with you.
Good morning, Bobby.
Tell me a little bit.
I feel like a mouse amongst lions here.
Well, let's.
Tiny little family hardware store on South Great George Street is kind of insignificant relative to these boys.
I don't think it is.
Challenges.
And I also think that it's a wonderful testimony to your family and indeed your parents who started that business. Yeah.
Thank you.
Who've contributed and continued it through a very changing city, let's talk.
Yes,
and you're still over there doing what you do in a really cool and unique way. So hats off to you for that.
Well, thank you very much. It was certainly hats off to my parents, really, and my recently deceased mum for creating what they created, not just for the customers and the community of Georgia Street in Dublin too, but also for the, I don't even like using the word staff in relation to the team around us. When my mum passed, they mourned her as though she were their own mother. Our team, and I suppose it's one of the secret sauces to our success, is that they really are family. We have our two main guys in Georgia Street, Michael and David, have been with us in a combined 50 years.
Yeah, that's great.
So they are really established in the industry, incredibly knowledgeable about the products and the services, and that is really brought to bear on the community and the customers.
Okay, and we'll come back to that in a second because as somebody who's got more confidence than ability in DIY...
well, confidence is important too.
staff knowledge is absolutely premium. Paul Candon, you're very welcome.
Thanks,
Paul. I know you a long time through many of the different business ventures you've been involved in, but the home value now has... what, 92 of your 160 operations.
Yep.
Colin introduced you there as one of the juggernauts of the business. And indeed, you know, I don't think people often realise, you know, how big hardware and DIY actually is in this country, Paul.
Absolutely, Bobby, they don't. And you know, first of all, thanks for having us on. It's great to be back and it's great to chat to you because, you know, we do go back all those years.
Yeah, yeah.
And cross paths many times. But yeah, like it's about a 3.7 billion turnover, the hardware sector in Ireland. So it's a serious player in terms of, you know, what it does for Ireland Inc. And so United Hardware is a big business too. You know, we're about 500 million and, you know, 122 members. It's a cooperative and we merged two buying groups there two or three years ago, which was good, you know, to do.
Yeah, and this was Associated Hardware and National. And this was maybe, some outsiders looking in would have said, a deal that was never going to happen, but it actually happened.
Yeah, it had to happen. They tried it in 2009, they tried it in 12, they tried it in 15, and different balance sheets and different shareholder views and so on. But look, eventually the penny dropped and like we banged heads together. But the members were great. I mean, they're in every county in Ireland and, you know, they're very supportive there to the business, and they really get a lot out of it because we allow them to be competitive against, you know, the big PLCs and so on by being part of a cooperative buying group. Yeah. And it's essential for
Yet
them.
Yet they have their own independence they as have. A family business or whatever they may well be.
Their names are over the door. They're in every town. They add such value. I mean, they're the real local Irish experts, the members
are. So it's kind of a loose alliance in one sense.
Loose-ish. I mean, like, you know, I would have a view that, look, you're either in or you're not in, okay? I mean, you got to put your volume through the group. You got to put the big stuff through the group. So, like, our big categories, timber, cement, insulation, or, you know, steel, all of that goes through the group. All of that goes through United Hardware. And of course, when you collate your products together, your buying power is stronger. Yeah. And that's what they see, the benefits of, you know, rebates and settlement discounts and better trade terms and access to better suppliers and better products and so on. That's what they want. And they're more competitive then.
Yeah. Sean, sorry for keeping you so long.
That's quite all right,
Sean
buddy.
Moran, you're very welcome. You're the CEO of the Home Project Centre, HPC as it's known. Tell us a little bit about your business again. It's TJ O'Mahony, Builders Merchant. So there are again a number of brands operating within this umbrella group.
Yeah, I suppose I've been in this sector since 2001. When I was MD of a company called McMahon's, I joined a group called the Maritz Holdings, which was a large property development business. And I took over as CEO of the trading arm. And we tried to build up a builder providers group. Having started with that, obviously the recession hit. When we got into 2008 and 2009, we'd acquired a few businesses. And unfortunately, then at that point, NAMA moved in. A couple of tough years. NAMA moved in, took over the loans for the Maritz Group, leaving us in quite a difficult position, very difficult to trade, very difficult to access funding, and turnover falling like a stone. So in 2012, I completed the management buyout. And the business Home Project Centre was formed then. That was the holding company to acquire the businesses, and we trade predominantly now as TJ O'Mahony's and PH Ross. So we have 19 outlets across the country, and we have 420 employees at this moment in time. So there's no one size fits all. It's a bit like, you know, it's a huge sector made up of quite a number of diverse players, whether they're buying groups, individual family-owned businesses.
Yeah.
But they all contribute hugely to the local economy, and particularly in towns and rural towns.
Back to you, Colin, because it's interesting in that the customer base, I suppose, is very different. If you're looking at tradespeople, number one, you're looking at a fella in who's coming to hang a shelf, somebody looking for a light bulb. So
the old adage here, know your customer, is very, very relevant here, so that you can best provide them with the right advice and guidance, products, pricing, structures, etc. For us, when COVID hit, I suppose we, as if we needed a reminder, we actually experienced a downturn in business. A lot of hardware stores and businesses around the country experienced a major
and
uptick.
And that was by virtue of where you were, rather than anything else.
Dublin city centre was like a ghost town if anybody did visit at the time. And
you know, that posed its own challenges. But we did realise, we all already knew, that our local customers were largely small businesses like ourselves who needed ongoing daily maintenance and updates and upgrades. And those relationships were so important to us. A lot of those businesses, we were allowed, obviously, to stay open under very specific terms. But a lot of those businesses, restaurants and offices.
Fellas coming in for the close. For the gang of four.
Exactly, the four gang socket and the likes. And the advice on putting a lamp back up on the wall that got knocked down at the weekend or whatever. That was through us. And we were still very much there for everybody. But of course, a lot of those businesses were closed and weren't able to trade. So we did experience a major downturn.
Yeah, okay. Paul, back to you. Mm. In terms of, I suppose, looking at the customer base, it still amazes me that the trades lads and ladies, that the credit is so much a big thing in that industry, that a lot of other industries have moved on, in that you also almost pay as you go, and you don't ask or receive credit. Mm. But this seems to be an overhang in the kind of tradesman type environment.
Absolutely. And look, you know, it's part of, you know, how tradespeople do business with us, the merchants in Ireland. And, you know, they open accounts with us and we give them credit and they buy away and then we get paid and we pay our suppliers and so on. And it's the way it is. But it's predominantly on the heavy side. And a lot of the merchants have progressed on the categories from heavy into what I call mid, like heating, plumbing, you know, sanitary wear, and then on into lighter lifestyle, outdoor living products, garden furniture, barbecues, and there's no credit on those things. You know, the price is the price, okay? So they like to go into that.
And that's by virtue of the fact that there's no credit given on them either.
Absolutely.
So when you're buying a container load of barbecues that's coming in from China, they're paid before they leave.
Well, you're paying 30% up front, you are, and then you're hoping that it's going to come in on time, and you're hoping that the summer is going to be good and you're going to make the sales and so on, and you're taking a gamble on seasonal products as well. But like, it's been good. We've had some, you know, very, very good years. Like, you know, that period through COVID that Colin was just talking about was fantastic for outdoor living because the sun was shining but everybody was in their garden as well, so we were booming on sales. And paying, of course, became a commodity. It did, you know, besides the supply chain challenges that we did have in terms of certain categories, getting the stock, keeping the stock, it was very good. It was. But, you know, we were delighted to be classified as essential retailers.
Yeah,
and I think the customers remember that now as well. They do. They remember that
we
were there.
Can I pick up on that point, Bobby? Because I think it's a hugely important point that we all miss. The credit that the merchant provides to the industry is a huge part of the funding model for builders. So generally builders take 30, 60 days. Some of them are particularly large, they'll push you for 90 days. So in our business, we have about a third of what we sell is paid for as you go. So it's a more retail-y type product, retail type customer. So we turn over 150 million. So 100 million of what we do per annum is given on credit. So that provides a vital source of funding for a builder.
I totally accept that, but I also wonder: is everybody best served by that model?
It's an interesting question. I think whether they're best served or not, it's part of the habit of trading in our sector. Now we have taken some of the better habits from the UK. They're not as hooked on credit as we are in terms of the trade. And obviously we've got to be very careful with our financial checks on all our customers. And a lot of us now would have credit insurance to cover off the risk, because we, you know, by experience we've suffered as a result of, you know, the downturn and walking away with the debt. Large debts outstanding.
Well, here we're talking big picture stuff, but the texters aren't interested in any of that. The first one says, "Hi, Bobby. I have to say I often drop into Deckwells and Georgia Street for various DIY consumables, and I'm always struck by the consistently courteous and helpful staff. A credit to this company," says Norman.
That's Norman, my best friend, who I paid a fiver to say that. No, thank you so much for saying that, Norman. I think that when it all boils down, as you said, the big talk is very important, the strategies, the knowing your customer. But when it all is distilled down to something magical that actually helps us not just survive and thrive, it's the people.
Of course it is.
It's the people. Mm. within the company. It's the people that we work with in Expert Hardware and join forces with. And of course, it's the people that come into our store and experience our service.
Mm. Here's a big strategy question for you, Paul. Do any of your panels sell patio gas? It's hard to get. Need to get my pizza oven started.
We do. That says Carl. Yeah, we do. We sell all the patio gas and plenty of it. And sometimes it can be that the deliveries and the supply chain can be a bit sticky at times. Yeah,
right.
It is difficult to get at times, but like, yeah, they do have it in stock at the moment. Coming into peak barbecue season now.
Where do is a lot of the stuff you talk about there about your network, your group, within the group within United Hardware, the 90 units that I was mentioning,
92 home values, and it's about 160 stores throughout the country. Yeah.
So when you're looking at the big ticket items that you want everyone to sort of, what are they and where do they come from?
A lot of product from China, a lot of, you know, Far East and different markets.
And how far forward do you have to buy that Chinese product?
9 months minimum, 9 months. And we do, like, you know, kind of internal trade shows. We bring all the members together. They commit the orders. Like, we put on, you know, all the products and we commit the orders. We collate that. We put in the orders into China. We plan out the containers coming in. And obviously we stagger them. They come into our distribution center. We split the product and ship it out to our members. We'd have 30 to 40 containers every single week coming in. It's a mammoth operation.
And it must be one that you get, you know, infinitely better at.
Yeah, absolutely.
As you're doing it every year.
I mean, the basic things like, you know, health, safety, you know, the environmental stuff you do, the staffing, you know, making sure they're doing, you know, all the processes around that, running a big distribution centre. That's what's going on behind the hardware stores that people don't often see, which is an essential part of the supply chain.
Yeah. Sean, you mentioned the connection, I suppose, that your industry has with house building.
Sure.
Do you see, like you mentioned the recession there earlier, you know, you were a direct casualty, I suppose, of the boom because of your connection. Mm-hmm. And in times of opportunity, you know, business booms as houses booms. Mm. People might think that that's the case at the moment, but is it?
It is. I think last year was flatter than everybody expected. And I think that when the accurate government figures were released, it painted the picture. We were all talking about completions of 40,000 units. We didn't see that. And that's what the government were telling us back in November 24. But when the numbers were released, they were close to 30,000. So the market has its challenges, and the mix of houses to apartments, you know, affects our business as a merchant. We're somewhat different to Home Value in that we're much more heavy end. So we deal a lot more with directly with the house builders themselves.
Okay,
so we are very exposed to things. We're seeing a good uplift this year, which is probably on the back of a large number of commencements last year, which are translating into activity this year. So it's been a good start to the year.
Okay, okay. So clearly you can see how the pipeline of houses is coming or not coming, as you saw last year, by virtue of what people are buying.
Yeah, we have a good geographical spread, so we'd be a reasonable barometer for what's happening out in the marketplace and trying to judge the activity levels and then assess where the risks are and what's going. You know, a lot of the materials we sell are commodity items, so world economics will impact on them, whether it's supply chain issues, cost of fuel, transport. And now we've got to, you know, to keep our eye on what happens when, say, for instance, the Ukraine war ends. There will be a huge focus on sending materials and resources there. So that will have an impact on...
And labour as well. Absolutely. That's a concern. Yeah. I mean, there's a real shortage of labour in this sector. Mm. You know, wet trades or all the trades in general.
Yeah.
There's a lot of business out there, but it's hard to get tradespeople. And all of our guys are saying, if we had more tradespeople, we'd be doing more business, etc., you know?
And that doesn't seem to have generated into the amount of prefabricated, ready for site type stuff.
Yeah, again,
I know there's been some of it, but I would have thought that would have been more prevalent.
Well, there is quite a bit of prefabrication going on at the moment. You've got some very big companies operating in that space, large timber frame companies, and then you've a move to a lot of precast concrete structures and steel structures, whatever. So the move is on, but it is limited. So you still have to, you know, have your bricks and your renders, your plasterboards, your insulation. So there's still a huge requirement for the building materials. And as such, then we become a very vital cog in the whole chain for delivering on the ambitious housing targets.
I'll take one more text to you, Colin. What's the best paint to use for sheds? They all seem to chip and fade. There you go. There's a strategic question for you.
Well, I prefer the Rustan's brand. I don't know what you guys would say. I just find over time, in terms of cracking, wear, also ease of use, the directions are really clear.
That's like an exterior paint.
They tend to be geared towards more towards the DIYer, to my mind. So they're, in terms of exterior paint and varnish and finishes, they're faster to dry in some cases. They're very clear on what they offer. Some of the more trade orientated brands, I find certainly, are a little bit exclusive. They sometimes speak to some extent above the DIYer, so they're not as clear on instructions, how you know what an individual needs, and making the job easier for the punter at the end of the day.
Paul, I presume you promote and encourage people to attempt home projects and DIY. The likes of YouTube has been a big enabler, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Actually, what we're doing at the moment, we've got a really innovative program where we're doing female DIY classes within our stores, and they're getting booked out, and every single week people are doing this, and this is increasing all the time, where people want to learn more about DIY, and we're actually facilitating the classes in the store, and we've got a really good operator who's going from store to store doing this for us, and so there's definitely more and more people wanting to learn DIY skills and so on out there. And yeah, of course, YouTube and any of those channels are really, really good. Like, you can find out how to do most things. But also, a big advantage in the merchant DIY stores is that they do genuinely have the knowledge in there. It's like different to buying online, where you've got to figure it out yourself. You can go in and ask the questions, and they will show you and explain to you how to do the job. And that's a big plus. That's a big advantage. So we are always promoting that.
Yeah, so I suppose the more confidence people generally have, the better it's going to be for the business. Well, look, it's a refreshingly honest and open look at the sector. I thank you all for coming in
and for sharing your wisdom
with us today. It's most appreciated. I'd like to thank Paul Candon, the CEO of United Hardware, Sean Moran, Group CEO at the Home Project Centre, and indeed Colin Baker at Techwell's Expert Hardware. Every success to you in your business quest, lads, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.